little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Can I just call time there? Because I think it's so much more powerful to actually use the actual tool to involve the patient in the demographics that you're talking about. The word demographics perhaps isn't ideal, but your personal numbers, that your age, your smoking status, whether you've got diabetes, whether you've got a family history, all those factors, let's put them into this computer program together and let's see what it tells us about what normally happens to people like you over the course of the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. Can we do that together? We've got it set up on the computer here. We'll need to dim the lights so you can see.
I appreciate that that is a risk factor and that is pushing
absolutely
the risk.
And these are things that you can change. So a similar sort of rehearsal, really, but actually, if you want to start by putting in the numbers here. So for this particular patient, we've got the details here. So the patient is going to make him male because these are going to be similar numbers, if that's okay. So it's a 60-year-old male. I'm going to say white. I'm going to say he's a smoker at the moment, 10 to 19 a day. He does have diabetes type 2, and his systolic blood pressure is 140. His total cholesterol, not very exciting, but it's 5.1. His HDL cholesterol, again, not very exciting, 0.9. Does have a family history. Dad had a heart attack at the age of 55. Doesn't have CKD, doesn't have atrial fibrillation, doesn't have rheumatoid arthritis. He's 176 centimetres tall, and he's...
Do you guys use this? Have you ever seen this?
Q.
You've used Q-Risk. Have you used this site?
So, what it does is it then tells you, so this is an absolute CBD calculator. It tells you what the risk is of having heart attacks, angina, and strokes over the course of the next 10 years. So it tells you what the baseline risk is, and then it tells you what the potential interventions are, one by one. So with each potential intervention that the patient might potentially go for, you can then say, well, let's see what happens if you were to engage in this. And if you, then I could describe what that would involve, but does it sound like something that you potentially could do? So give those a go. So if you want to rehearse that, do you want to just click on a couple of numbers just for the sake of argument?
Mm-hmm. So, when 100 people, it's not 100 random people, it's 100 people with your numbers. Does it make that clear? Otherwise, it sounds like it's just 100 people.
So this we were talking about this before the session started about relative risk reduction. It's not ideal to talk about that, but it sometimes can help you prepare the benefits of each of the interventions. But what Darren's really interested in is what can they manage, and what's going to give them the best benefits potentially to keep them as safe as they can possibly be. So click on an example there. And Darren said in the conversation, he doesn't like exercise because he can't fit into his life. But if you facilitate him to be able to take exercise in some sort of state, shape or form, because actually he uses the elevators and he potentially could walk to work, those sorts of things, that it might be possible to facilitate that. So it might be make it more doable if it was attractive to them. So we just say, would it be okay if I know it's difficult to exercise, but there are ways of doing it. We'll have a look at that and see if it's worthwhile even keeping on the table. So give that one a go.
So
you can only choose one thing at a time, but they do add together. Mm-hmm. Not completely, but not far off. So each intervention, you can then go down and show them the benefit.
So it's this bit here rather than...
So, these are the interventions that you've got choices over. And he might say, well, I want to have a medicine for diabetes. I want to have metformin or I want to have insulin. Well, let's have a look and see what happens with doing that. So give that a go.
So if you test that, so is this going to change? No, that's not going to change.
So the more green smiley faces that you get, the more benefit you get for each of your interactions, each of your interventions.
So if you take all of those out, then there'll be no green. Mm-hmm. So if you go back to,
That you can go back once you've, unless you change your numbers and then get it to re-estimate things. So click on it again, that's fine. That's fine.
You can't.
So go back to Q risk, because we're using Q risk as our.
There should be one without.
So, yeah, that's without anything
okay.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
So your background risk before doing anything at all.
So
we've got
4.4. Yeah, so 20, 4 in every.
27, 20% risk of something happening without intervening.
So it's D3.
Yeah, correct.
26, okay.
The total.
Okay.
So those, the pink faces are the ones where you can actually have an effect. You can do something, whereas the red faces, whatever we do as doctors,
mm-hmm.
you can't take away some of these factors. You can't take away their age and their sex and what
mm-hmm.
have you. But you can intervene, you can encourage them to stop smoking. And so what I'd like you to try and do is to try and talk through
mm-hmm.
how you might have that conversation with them
mm-hmm.
based on what Darren's already
mm-hmm.
told you might be doable, what's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to talk you through how this might work for you using this computer program that we've put your numbers into. Do you want to give that a go?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.